You mentioned Joyce. I listened to a recording by Robert Anton Wilson, and he went through his knowledge of Finnegan's Wake, and he emphasizes Jungian synchronicity. He's looking for a Jungian synchronicity or his own version of synchronicity. Is that appropriate? What do you make of what I listened to the other day?
He's borrowing credibility because he doesn't have any. If you don't have credibility, you have to borrow someone's, you know.
Right.
It's like money. Okay. If you don't have money, you have to borrow money, and then you have to pay it back, but at least you have money so you can do the thing. Borrowing credibility.
Well, that's basically what I did in CKLNS in the 80s. I borrowed McLuhan, LaRouche, Thompson, these people who had some clout in their little worlds, but I did it satirically. I borrowed things that people didn't even know were worth borrowing.
Well, you took advantage of that had been thrown away. You were dumpster diving. That's not borrowing,
that's right.
Bob.
That's a good point.
Dumpster diving is when the thing that had been cast away that had no value, that no one held in regard at all in tandem, and you made it into a thing that transubstantiated. There's your word of the day. That the transubstantiation of the bodies became the anthropomorphic conditioned repose of a manipian fatic. Dobstown.
Exactly. And listen to this, Kelm. So every morning when we stay with Jerry Fialka, he'd get up early and go dumpster diving. And so I was providing another kind of metaphysical dumpster diving that he did or did not adopt.
But then you took that garbage and made it into treasure.
Yes.
Beyond words.
And Fialka may not have
tell Ed, he can tell Ed Seton to suck a dick. Where is he now?
But Jerry may not have dumpster dived. He may not have dumpster dived me enough to get where we are today because he's not interested in Ion.
Well, whatever. It's all good. And we'll miss him.
All right. Good. Okay. So here's some points. Does Obama go to jail before November?
It may take a little bit longer because it's very challenging to hem him up, but we'll see when the pegs start falling, then you're going to start seeing how fast they fall. And so it'll be tiered levels of tranches, but it's not going to go on forever. See, because you don't even know what November is going to look like.
Right. And when you say, there may be an election, but it'll just be pressing the button. It doesn't matter who pressed. Trump killed 5 million people on the street, and everybody said, "No, we got to get rid of this guy." And they all voted against Trump. Peckbody will still have Trump winning. Correct?
That's right. That's right.
That's so. There's gonna be a lot of noise and right on Drudge today. There's a lot of crap about Trump's bad on this, bad on that. Everybody's leaving him. His popularity's dropping. All that is bullshit because. In other words, the whole electioneering and jockeying for debate positions and all that is all irrelevant because the tech body's already decided and put the votes in already that Trump wins.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, it's rigged. It's a rigged election.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it's rigged for good purposes because there's so much other crap going on that they shouldn't be allowed to win. Is that what
it's
you're saying?
It's just distraction.
Okay. And what Trump is
they're busy. While they're trying to figure out whether or not Flynn committed perjury, it doesn't make any difference. Your elements are being put into law.
And so what Trump is doing is way beyond the political process. That's what the journalists can't see.
Yeah, but we don't even know what that process is because he's not using the process now. Well, what he's doing now is he gets on Twitter or gets on the stage and says, "God damn it, I run this. I'm going to do something. I got some stuff up my sleeve. I got some this. I got some that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I don't care what you say. I got this, and I'm the best that ever was. And I'll whoop the man that says it isn't so." And then all of a sudden they start spinning. Then he says, "Okay, I'll put you. What did you say? Okay, I got that. What did you say? Okay." And now everybody's running around crazy. Nancy Pelosi is about to have a nervous breakdown, Bob. She is absolutely
why? Because everybody else is it because everybody else is praising Trump and she's realizing she's wrong?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, she's lost. The people are looking and going, "You're full of shit, woman." And that's her only stay. That's her only thing. It's a vote bean counter. That's the only single thing she's good at. If she won't bring it to the House for a vote until she has the vote. Now she doesn't have the vote. So she can't bring it to a vote. And so therefore what happens is it becomes everybody's little pitching party. Doesn't make any difference. Everybody's got, I want $100 billion for this and $20 billion for that and $9 trillion for this and that. And they go, okay, put in the book. Mm-hmm. Then they write up this bunch of shit. And then everybody's like, yeah, we're not doing this. This is crazy.
Okay.
She doesn't have the votes. And she's lost. Because now
she's
not going to be speaker.
Because Trump,
she's not going to be speaker.
I know.
She's no longer going to be speaker.
Trump is, she doesn't understand that Trump ain't involved in the political process that she's good at doing. Trump
Correct.
Is bringing in lockdown Bob Rule.
He goes the other way. We're going to give you enough food to keep you alive, and you're going to vote for us, and we're going to get your ass back to work so you can make me rich again.
Yeah, did you say Trump's going to go the other way or she's going the other way?
Trump is not saying anything political. Trump's saying, I'm going to get you back to working again so you can make me, Donald J. Trump, rich again.
Right. Okay. New topic. Was Jeffrey Epstein a parallel worlder like Madoff in 2008?
A little bit, but he wasn't. He was a little bit, but he wasn't very good at it.
Right, but I think you mentioned, referred to it slightly the other day, maybe even on one of the shows.
Yeah,
right?
We said he was. He just wasn't exceptionally good at it. That's all we said.
But he could do it every now and then, and that's why he was a bit of an enigma. People couldn't figure
an
out.
An enigma. That's perfect. A good way to say it. An enigma. Very good.
Because he had that ability. Did he get that naturally in his own growth, or did he study something?
Lost. He was lost.
Oh, so
it's like having an orgasm, and then that doesn't work anymore, and then you have an orgasm, and that doesn't work anymore. And so it's almost like cocaine. After a little while, you got to have more. And then he finally got to where he couldn't get to it. He couldn't reach it. There wasn't enough to take to get him to that spot anymore. So he was lost. So he just had to acquiesce.
So he slipped into, by default, into a kind of insanity that included parallel world.
Depravity, the sexual depravity of
right.
Making with young kids, people, anything that's inappropriate. He wanted anything inappropriate. Whatever was inappropriate, that's what he wanted.
Because he could get off on that. He could get his orgasm.
Apparently. Well,
okay,
or relief. He didn't
right,
have any orgasms. Nothing was exciting.
He didn't have any orgasm?
Many orgasms. It wasn't exciting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But the point is that he flipped into being an accidental parallel worlder so that he could bring things back.
A little
back.
Bit.
Could he bring wealth over from another world?
No. He could get wealth here as long as he provided the – if you provide the pussy, Bob, they'll give you the money. That was easy. He didn't have to go for it. If he could do that, he wouldn't even do that. He would do it all for himself. No, he had to feed off of everyone else's depravity. He's like the Marquis de Sade. He had to pay. He paid his rent off the orgasms of the depraved.
Right. Now, but he...
Like that? Did you catch that? That was pretty good.
Yeah. No, that's good. But the thing is that he... I'm bringing up the parallel worlding because there was a bit of an enigma about him. And that's why there was enigma. He did go into other worlds accidentally or by default, and he didn't exploit it much, but he couldn't disappear.
Yes, but very, we say yes, we yield and say yes, but it's very limited. Not
right.
Like a Michael Jackson now. Don't flip the script because he was not proficient at anything.
Yeah, but Jackson was a good parallel worlder.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what is Epstein doing now? Oh, would you say very efficient, proficient?
They're proficient.
Yeah.
Proficient.
Is Epstein drifting back over here through the veil, as we learned in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, happens to dead people?
He's not. There's no veil. He's stuck here. He's in that same prison cell. He didn't get out of the prison. He's in that same room where he was, stuck like Chuck.
In jail, the room that he was in jail.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, and he's still there and stuck there, but he's not in the physical.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I have a statement here. Immorality today. Are people increasingly becoming depraved? Is little man becoming more and more depraved, like the Epstein path, while many others are ascending?
Yes, but the depravity, you don't have a good definition, nor do they have a good definition of depravity. Okay? There was a time when to say the word goddamn was inappropriate. Oh, that was an abomination. Oh, that was terrible. Don't say that. Don't say that. And now, all of a sudden, you can say it on cartoons for little kids now. They've now decided that's not a bad word all of a sudden. Now there's no problem. It's okay. Just now. Okay?
Right. So
that's what's shifting. So the depravity, they say, well, that's not a shift. That's just that they've eased off on a particular word, okay? That's all that means. But you know, that's just the beginning. It goes on and on and on and on and on. And now you start talking about raves and what new drug you're going to pop or what new thing you're going to do, which doesn't make any difference until it's a problem. Then you become a Matthew Rose.
Right. So, and that will certainly abort any ascension potential one has, if you go that way.
It certainly, it'll either open it up so you have a crystal view of it, like Bob Carr, or it'll be the other side, and it will consume you as in a fire.
Gotcha. Okay, next point.
That was good, too. That was good, too.
Yeah.
You're doing good there, Bob. You're doing good.
Yes. And now the word reckoning, we came from the word reckoning. Then you used the word xenocracy. And then there was the crazy moon effect over the last few weeks. Are they related, the crazy moon, xenocracy, and reckoning?
Yes.
Would you make a sentence out of how they are related? Like, what is xenocracy to you?
By the light of the moon. Xenocracy is by the light of the moon, which means everyone is under the same light of the same moon, no matter where you are. Xenocracy.
Right, and the reckoning of that is increasing anomalies that people share or experience.
No. The xenocracy of that is that they all see the same reflection of the same moonlight for which they are in.
And we didn't do that before?
No, never.
Okay, that's
the
one.
Where you want to spoon.
That's the one.
I want to
croon. That's the one of the Hendiadys situation in the hexadic quadrant.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And then you have the mirrored image, and then you obsolesce it. Then you retrieve it. Okay? And when that's all done and settled, then you start blaming the moon, because you had your baby, because by the full of the moon, you were more excitable, and so you went into labor and had your baby. So now you start blaming, how very LaRouchean of you, to blame the condition of the moon for your plight, however blessed or cursed.
Correct, and that's what I meant in the chart by 14. We had unified after the end of the Cold War in 1990, and then we all played with quadrophenia largely through our minds and our different adoption or confusion
funny.
Over the anomalies.
You
over the
right.
anomalies
you're,
happening. So quadrophenia is the Hendiadys overlaying the one, but it's square.
Yes,
it's multiplied.
It is. But it's funny that you use Hendiadys in a different way. Most people don't know what Hendiadys means. And you do, but it's from a different level. It's not the Merriam-Webster or the Noah-Webster definition, because
those are definitive. Yours are never definitive. They're always based upon some approachable zeitgeist that it may or may not be in the thesis, that it may or may not have been proven yet. You're bad to
right.
do that, which is not a problem, but it's never, you can't pin it down. See, Furry Lent doesn't apply unless there's Hustler. No. Furry Lent was without Hustler, was he? No. Larry Flint was. I don't know about Furry Lent, but wait. So Hustler made Larry Flint. No. Larry Flint made Hustler. Well, if there was no Hustler, would there be a Furry Lent in your chart? You'd say, well, yes. And you'd give us a long, protracted reason why of how he overcame the condition of how porn wasn't inappropriate and how you had the freedom to be able to do what you want to do, even if it's fucked up or stupid. Insipid, I guess is a nice way to say it. That you should have the right to be wrong. That's what Furry Lent's about. And it applies to that condition. So therefore, Hustler would have nothing to do with it, less than except that was the very, quote, quote, filth that he was pimping. You see?
Yeah, you said the word filth, F-I-L-T-H.
Yes, filth.
Yeah, okay.
He was that was he didn't find it as inappropriate, you see. But it was over the top in the day.
That's right. Okay. I think you said that Coldplay would cause an Armageddon a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does that happen in the midst of the crazy world we're in now, lockdown Bob Rule?
Oh, well, that's easy. When you present the perfect storm. Okay. Katy Perry, Dark Horse, explains
yeah.
it. That's explained exactly. Because they knew you were coming. Here you are. We knew you were going to do this. We knew this was going to happen. You were going to present jewels and or anything to get Coldplay. Okay? There's Katy Perry sitting on the throne in Egypt, in Memphis. And then behind it is you sitting there on the Sphinx with your face singing as your little buddy singing the song that
Zion,
that
my little buddy Zion.
No, that's you. You're behind Katy Perry telling them that this was going to happen, that this was going to happen, and that this dark horse is coming. That's how that applies. So that's exactly, if you take that song, it applies to what you're trying to prove. Your
Armageddon.
You knew we were coming. You knew we were going to be here. You knew we were going to show up. If you're going to do this, you want to play with magic? Okay. Boy, you better know what you're asking for. You want to do this? Do you want to dare to do this? You better know, because I'm going to come at you like a dark horse. That's the rub. See, they know it. They want it. They just can't have it. They just want it. They got to have it. They got to have it. They got to have it. It's going to hurt. If I do this, I get a whipping. I do this. Remember,
right,
little buddy?
Who's my little buddy in that sentence?
He used to say that. What was the show? Back in Art, Link Letter. Remember? Come on now. You got this.
I didn't hear your phrase from the show. What was the phrase?
If I do this, I get a whipping. I do this.
No, I don't know what show that is.
Okay. You were just a boy.
Yeah, so what was the show?
I'm not giving you that.
Okay. So Coldplay causes Armageddon. Magic, the magic of Coldplay is the warning expressed in Perry's song that there's going to be some disruption or what you call Armageddon. We're not in Armageddon now, are we?
Not yet.
But it's going to be accompanying these incredible preparations to get on the Earth vehicle to go to Armageddon, to Andromeda, correct?
We don't know what that means.
Oh, we're going to Andromeda. That's the main goal. All this stuff is moving
yes.
us towards.
Yes.
So on the way to getting on the Earth vehicles to go through the sun, Armageddon's going to be one of the scenarios accompanying all the other stuff that Trump and Bob are going to bring in.
Yes.
Okay, you're giving up by saying yes, or you really support that?
Yes. We're placating it.
Yeah, you're just placating it. So we got nowhere there. Okay. Now, what happened in Venezuela?
Hamlet. Little... Hamlet.
Hamlet, Act 2, Scene 2.
2-2. Okay, good. In Venezuela, a bunch of people tried to have a coup. Was that a figure for a whole hidden ground of something else going on that maybe even involved Trump?
We're going to see in a minute that we're working with that.
Was that a distraction, a purposeful distraction on your part to have those guys?
And it put it in the news. So now they were nothing. Nobody gave a fuck about Venezuela. They were the richest country in the world 30 minutes ago. And now they're nothing. So much so that people don't even talk about them. They don't even care anymore. And now we had to bring them in the news to make them be validated for their aluminium. Don't you remember their aluminium, Bob? They had lots of it.
Yes. And when you say we're getting that out, is Trump involved with that? Is he part of this getting it out?
We didn't say.
We don't want to say, right?
God damn, we want to, but we not going to say.
Okay, so that happened. I think that's it for now on that one. The worms coming to the surface in Jakarta that Ofi mentioned, and you answered her. You said there are signs of things are turning up. That would include the red algae in the Indian Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some other? What else are they talking about? Are they talking about the esoteric, the mystery landscape is surfacing? Are the worms symbols of that?
Yes.
So the worms represent a lot of changes that are happening, a lot of frequency adjustments happening right now.
The earth and worm, they have no claim. The earth and worm have no claim. And so therefore, they will be spun from the earth.
Now, what do you mean not to have a claim? They don't have any validity?
They don't belong here to be here.
All right, and that, so as a result there, what's happening to them?
They're being spit out of the earth.
Ah, okay. But we don't belong here. Are we being spit out of the earth because we're going back to Andromeda?
You're happy. You're riding on the boat. You built this city. Well, actually, we built this city, but you're along for the ride.
Yeah, but
You represent Black Mamba.
Yes, but those that are going from here to Andromeda, they don't belong here. That's why they're going to Andromeda.
No, well, I know that's like saying, I'm going to catch the train and I'm going to go to work. And then saying, you don't belong on the subway. Well, that's just what you're using to get to work. So you can belong there. You can belong there. It's just the modality for which you're arriving home.
Right, but the worms aren't part of that modality. They represent things that are not relevant to the return to home.
Worms should not be on the bus.
Right, okay. And that way you're, quote, cleaning the earth, which is going to become the vehicle to go through the Stargate in the sun.
Yes.
Okay. I think Brendan, our Spaniard/Native American, is a dilemma in his world there because the checkpoints are being put up by the natives and the government's objecting to them. Is there anything you would say about the checkpoints controversy that would help Brendan or to talk to his people?
No.
It's not significant?
They serve all the wrong gods.
The Native Americans do.
His people. They're not Native Americans either.
Where are they from? They're Lakota. They're called the Lakota. Are they from somewhere? Where are they from?
Yeah, it's not significant.
Okay. Are they from someplace off planet?
No.
Are they from Lemuria or the Easter Island gang?
No.
Okay, well, you get him to ask about that. He can ask, I am.
When he's able to.
Right.
He's just glad to be sober these days.
I know. Rush Limbaugh said the other day, we're seeing a four-month battle, the politicization over whether to return to work or not. So the Democratic states will say, no, we must stay home. So the economy continues to be damaged, and they think that's against Trump. And the Republicans are tending to say, no, we need to get the economy going so Trump can win, even though there's lots of distinctions within those. But that general pattern, the politicization of opening the doors for people to get back to work, is that right, what he's saying? It is a political – it's a weaponization battle?
Well, they're trying to make it a weaponization. It's not working. You send people
right.
home. Bob, you stop. Bob, you know why you have 30 plus million people on unemployment right now? Because most of those people are getting their unemployment plus $600 a week. It's more money they've ever made in their life. They're making more money right now than they've ever made in their life. They don't give a fuck if they ever go back to work. Why would they do that when they're getting $800 a week for nothing?
Yeah, how do they get to 600? Is that something Trump gives out every week?
That's what you gave them. You gave that in the $1 trillion thing, the first $3.2 trillion you gave out. You gave everybody $600 to $1,200 a piece. Then you give them $600 a week if they get unemployment. Apparently.
Right, and that's the $1,200 check they got. You're referring to.
The first one, and then they get $600 plus their unemployment if they're out of work. So why wouldn't they apply for unemployment to get that? It'd be stupid not to. Now, once that stops, by God, everybody's going back to work. You just know that.
Okay. So Rush is, in a way, a bit of a demagogue, exaggerating the surface tension.
He's noting the tension because Nancy Pelosi says, well, I'm going to give you $3 trillion to work with. You better follow me. I'm going to help you just because Trump gave you money. He doesn't love you like I do. I like Jenny's ice cream. It's $20 a quart, and it's very good, but I'm going to love you more than he can love you because I need your vote in my palace in the sky. And everybody's like, fuck you, Nancy. You caused this shit. That really came from you. Probably some of that bullshit your fucking husband brought from Guam over here. Canned and tuna, probably poisonous. It's probably come from fucking you and your goddamn Chinatown bullshit. It may have come from you. You even got Gavin Newsom to cover for you. Yeah, that's probably what's really happening. But that's another thing. We'll call the Sioux Indian Nation on you, by God. We'll show you how the milk got in the coconut. We'll call a goddamn Apache war. That's what we'll do. Yeah, put one more roadblock up. We'll show you how it got going. It's all good. But you can't fuck with the Sioux long. Now, humans.
The Sioux? The Sioux Indians? You can't fuck with the Sioux Indians? The Sioux.
Yeah, that's the Lakota.
Oh, okay. She's putting the pipeline in and screwing with the Sioux.
Yeah. She is.
All right. Attitude of dislike of Pelosi just expressed, that's among many Democrats as well as so-called Republicans?
There is none of that now. They're trying to hold on to anything. And at every level, they've got kicked in the head, Bob. They've got kicked. They're trying to make this. They said they were going to do this in January. They said, well, everything's good now, but let this economy fall. By God, let's see what Trump can do. Don't you remember the news? We talked about it.
Yeah.
Well, this is exactly what's been, quote, caused. It's the worst. It's worse than the Hoover days.
Right.
Worst ever.
Okay, so thank you for that.
And Trump's still standing. Trump's having a thing every day. He's telling people what to do. The stock market goes up. Is it 23,000, 24,000 bouncing, went up another 400 points. Companies are getting all mad because they can't do nothing, and then people are having to do what they have to do. Meanwhile, everybody's still typing wherever they're typing as they're typing, and they're going to find a way to get themselves back together. People are going to die. They die anyway. They're kind of getting used to it. And so
facade begins to contain. Modern medicine is withering. Now nobody can die of cancer. Isn't that great? They cured cancer, Carol. They just closed the. All they did was close the chemotherapy labs, and everybody lived. So if we go figure that out, look at all the cancer they didn't find when nobody could go get their PET scans to see where the cancer was coming to eat them out of their bodies. They didn't know they had it, so they can't die. But isn't that great? Pretty great. We like it.
Yes, so
the genius that's death by modern medicine.
Yeah. So the political categories don't apply anymore. It's people.
We don't even know they. Maybe they never did. Maybe
right.
They never did. Maybe
okay.
Herman Talmadge said a meme. Okay, but you had to follow the meme. If you didn't follow the meme, it didn't. Then you became a trope. You became a trope of, say, Strom Thurmond, who was very powerful. Oh, my God, he can move heaven and earth, but he liked black women.
Okay, but the thing is, McLuhan said, you know, back in the 60s, that the journalists would slap the left and right categories just to quickly give a framework for the copy he had to create every day. So now we're more in a post-information society, and people aren't listening to anything. So they don't care about that journalist making copy using old cliche categories. So we're in a new post-information, and I guess everybody's just saying, are you helping me or not? And they
kinda.
See Trump is trying to help.
It goes back. It's back when Carolyn's trying to figure out. It's almost like this. It's like, are you for me or are you against me? Are you for me or are you against me? Are you for me or are you against me? You for me or against me? That's what we're trying to decide, and that changes. See, it can change. Well, I was for you as long as you, till you started this bullshit. Now you're talking this bullshit, and I ain't born with that bullshit. That's crazy talk. You're talking real good, and now you're talking some spaceship bullshit. I can't get into all that stuff. You need to get the fuck out of here. I ain't listening to you no more. So then it stops until it does.
I know. The politicians can't keep up with the grievances that are being generated every day for all kinds of reasons they're not aware of. And Trump seems to be able to appear to be responding to the grievances, and Nancy's not.
He just has to be, all he has to be is a nickel's worth of empathetic. I know things
right.
are hard. You're going to hear it in a speech. He's going to make a speech. I know Americans have come further than they could go. This silent killer has come to try to take over this country, this great America that I love more than anything you'd ever know. I've vicariously given my life, my wealth, my family, and 6 of my 9 ex-wives. I have thoroughly committed to this country to make it be the greatest country ever. I brought in more foreigners and ex-wives than anybody in this country. I brought all of them from other countries because I don't fuck American girls. I bring them from the outside in. They don't last long, and I really like to fuck. So just so you know, I did my part trying to make America great. I brought some good bloodlines in this bitch. That's what you need to know. And I'm fighting for this country, and I need your help because I can't do this without you. And I support you, and I've loved you, and I've given you more than anybody else has. Them piss-anner, double-dog, yellow-belly, motherfucking Democrat sons of bitches have done nothing but try to put you in the flour mill. Trying to put you in the fly. You niggers, get in that cotton field and pick that cotton. You niggers, get out there and get that going, that chopping that cotton. That's all you're good for. That's what the Democrats say. That's what they say. They say, make me a living. Make me a living. That's the Democratic Party, Bob. Nobody liked Lincoln either, you see. He was quite the prohibitionist.
Okay, so let's move on. Very good. We got
time.
We got your point there.
Didn't mean to digress.
Okay. Our the poll today, more and more Americans are becoming socialists. Is that true?
Yeah. No, more and more people are getting, no, that's not true. More and more people are getting money for fucking nothing. That's true. Is that a socialist? Okay.
Right. If someone tells them, are you socialist? They go, what's a socialist? And whatever is said will sound like what they're getting right now. Yeah, I like what I'm getting right now. Yeah, I'm a socialist, if you define it that way.
Yeah, Pocahontas couldn't pay $52 trillion to give you free shit, but Donald Trump can because you approved $9 trillion of it. So, okay. Okay. That tastes good. I like that ice cream. Let's buy some more of that, Bob.
Right. If you look at the pay of Drudge, a lot more headlines at the top and a lot of crazy phenomenon going on in conflict. Is that basically the tech body? That's a visualization of the tech body's attack on humans or ascending of itself, ignoring humans?
It's just trying to lay out how futile it is.
Okay,
futile. Look, whistleblower of doom. We're in deep shit. Trump supports another round of bailout checks. On and on and on and on. It's ridiculous, Bob. It's over. The darkest times are yet to come. The hell you've been through it, near the hell that's coming. The immoral majority is not going to take over. Total lockdown for Chile, the capital over the virus spike. Paraguay, nation 7 million are recorded dead.
What did you say about Paraguay? Yeah, what's that about Paraguay? Why Paraguay? Why did you just say that?
That's what's on your drudge shit. Stupid.
What,
shit.
7 million died in Paraguay?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said? 7 million died?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that tech body that's pursuing this hopelessness as an effect, is that ION, 811s, or the other 311s?
No. We would be the Zoom that stood by a church for the Bible class that was bombarded with porn.
Wait. I don't know if you're getting muffled. I hope you're not getting muffled like last time. But you just said Zoom. Church, Zoom, and porn. What was you saying?
No, you said was this condition you were prescribing, the tech body? We said no. We're the Zoom that a church sued for the Bible class that was bombarded with porn.
Oh, you mean when they did their service online?
Yeah, and they got porn instead of the Bible. They read really Old Testament, Bob. They brought them out so they could know them scripturally. So that's what we would. We would be the unhinged portion of the program.
Of the chip body?
Of Drudge. The Drudge.
Okay, so the churches, some of them tried to get together in chemical body and they got trouble, right?
Yeah. It's all relative.
So were the minister conducting this chip body church service, and they were bombarded by porn. Was he upset by that?
Yes, he was upset. Yes, Bob. You don't need us for that. You got fucking Drudge. Just go to Drudge and take a little shit. Stupid. You don't need us for that crap. Bullshit.
Is Bill Gates trying to bring in a vaccinated New World Order? And he wants people
He
wants people to be chipped. Does he like that?
He doesn't care. He doesn't know. He doesn't care. He's just trying to validate his position so that China will give him some more fucking money, Bob. This is nothing.
He's dependent on the Communist Party?
On China, yeah.
Yeah,
he doesn't care which part. Any part, he'd suck their dick good as yours, Bob. He don't care.
And does he have access to help from the mountain?
No, but he'd suck their dick just as good as he would yours, Bob.
Okay, the point is that everybody's projecting on him. He's bringing in 5G, and he's bringing in the microchips. He's the Antichrist, and he doesn't think that way. He's not doing that. He might cause it unwillingly.
He doesn't care. He's a non sequitur. This is the most talk he got. He's getting more talk now than when he owned fucking
Microsoft.
What was that stupid
Microsoft?
See, we don't even remember the fucking company he had. Nobody even knows a Microsoft anything anymore. They don't even know somebody go to the garage somewhere and do some bullshit that he robbed from somebody else and something. Nobody's talking about the num-num-nut motherfucker. Nobody gives a shit about him.
Right, we got that.
Now
okay.
he's,
Is he being driven by his wife, Melania, or Melinda, whatever her name is?
Yeah, she wants to know if he's got the skills to pay the bills.
Right, so she's a little panicky, and he has to panic to assuage her.
They ain't talking about her.
They're not talking about, yeah, but she's the one driving it, driving whatever Gates appears to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody pointed out the other day, maybe Dave Neufeld, talked to somebody, and Michael Flynn, he triggers this rise of Trump and getting his reckoning on his enemies. Flynn is like a combination of furry lint. It's Flint.
Mm-hmm.
Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Can we use that? Who's forgotten Michael Flynn?
No. Flying Flynn. Who's forgotten Flying Flynn?
Flying Flynn.
Because he's flighting. Flying Flynn.
Right. But the furry lint term, it's Bob controlling the language as usual, and a derivative of Bob's furry lint title is the character Flying Flynn. He had to have that name to be the person to do what he's doing.
Yes, darling.
Like, what?
Yes, darling.
Okay, so we got that, people, Furry Flynn. They like to say, after hearing these private sessions, Cider Somerset and Phil and a few people, they always say, wow, Bob's the greatest squeezer of ion ever.
Are they trying to say you're homosexual, Bob, or an autosexual? What are they boasting about, Bob?
That's what I'm asking you about. So,
the greatest squeezer.
Yes. Let's take it as the information evoker. I'm still the top squeezer on the planet.
Well, as far as memories go, yes, you're our number one man, Bob.
In the sense that I bring up themes that are part of the memory theater to remind us
we
did do.
Oh, no. No, no. We're talking about squeezing memories, Bob. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. All right. So, but if you talk about squeezing information, I'm the greatest person on the planet for retrieving.
You don't know any information. You never accepted a piece of information. You question every piece that's ever been informed. And because you will never take it at face value, because 9 times out of 9, the bitch is wrong. And then you have to come back and clean it up. So rather than get all this stirred up, we don't take it in the first level. So don't think you're going to pull some McLuhan-esque, misogynistic, nim-not, bib-blobber-glib-dab-and-doodle on us. Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
well, let me try this thing. Maybe you're not,
Bob,
you may not be ready.
Pure and clean.
I'm what? I'm pure and clean?
You're pure and clean.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, now this is what you're trying to say. I'm going to say it better.
Yeah.
Ian says, you know, Bob never gives his opinion. He just quotes what McCrone says and Tom
says. Right.
Okay,
right.
I don't have any mental content. So I'm good at going through the memory theater of historical events and every other fucking story that everybody heard about, and I get to the bottom of it as a kind of manipulative situation. So I'm the best
squeezer.
It's
virtual capacity. Virtual capacity. Virtual capacity is not anything to do with squeezing, because the few things, there's certain things you won't squeeze. Why does May fucking Brussels get a pass? That bitch didn't know nothing, but she's goddamn Queen of Sheba. Oh, she wrote it down. She got the chart. She did this. I was pippering in her dead house. She's dead, and I was pippering through her papers. I was getting her shit, and I love her. I drove her to her funeral. I did. Why is she going to pass? She didn't do shit. She didn't do nothing. And you hold her up like she's a goddamn Cleopatra with an ass.
Well,
I'll
tell you why.
Take
she's
a step
great
out.
Expression, like McLuhan, LaRouche, and Thompson. They run through the memory theater of cliche themes and supposed interests of the human mind. The eternal question, they have good inventory that I can use, that I can replay and spin. Non-essential issues. These everything I squeeze and tickle the brains of the listeners. Oh wow, he found out that.
But yet,
But yet, for 75,238 hours, you don't talk about James Earl Ray. Why not?
We'll get to that. Because it's not that important.
Russell is.
There's the rub.
All is recorded.
All is recorded. Be very careful.
I'm trying to. They're even blasting back the paranoia that you did from your secret counselor 10, Bob. Nothing it will evade you. It'll be in the Bob's greatest hits. It'll be good. It'll be in the elevator. The music that people have to listen to when they're going up and down the elevator, back and forth.
Diverting people from the fucking issue. Okay?
That's the issue.
The Memory Theater, which these Cider Somersets and other fuckers who won't talk to Bob and I are wallowing and masturbating in the images of history and whether the aliens fucked the 5G. Their issues, I find answers to what they're interested in. In depth, and they celebrate that, but it's all a goddamn distraction because they won't talk to Ion. That's my point.
Right. That's what Ezekiel said.
He tried to say it. I wouldn't have.
No, he said it. You validated it. Ezekiel 1:22. You did it.
All right. Okay. Excellent. All right. So yes, our 11 people are the firmament. That's the quote from 1:22.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. The color of the terrible crystal.
Mm-hmm. I have here the non-election, still a non-election. It's already happened, and many other things are coming that are more fun. So that's in that.
Benjamin Netanyahu's going to serve another term. He made it, Bob, the power-sharing deal with Benny Gantz. He made it, Bob, he made it. Jews, all you can do. He's made it. He was going to be put in jail, remember? He was going to be killed, remember? He wasn't going to stand one more day, remember? He stole all the money from Israel. He's going to go down. We got him now.
Except for not so much.
The Iron Shield. Why?
It's because the Iron Shield held. Netanyahu's going to serve as prime minister for the government's first 18 months. And then Gantz will replace him for the next 18 months because he knows at that time what's going to happen. The coronavirus will have passed after 18 months.
Wouldn't you want to be around after the virus is passed?
No, fuck no. It's going to get ugly then, Bob. There's nothing to sustain you. Here you got something to fight for. They're going to pump him up. They're going to love him up. They're going to love him to death.
No, wait a minute. Okay, you're saying he's going to do... No, he's quitting in 18 months, is what you said.
Well, it's not quitting. He'll share it. He won't be the head. He'll be the head for the next 18 months. And then he'll see his counterpart, the one he was fighting against.
Okay, when he starts to share it, and this new battle with the Armageddon bullshit... When he starts sharing it with him, he will shine more. Because he shared it with another guy.
Of course, he's going to save Israel.
What's he going to save?
Israel.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to save Israel.
Just before Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
Tisha B'Av. What's Tisha B'Av?
B'Av. Tisha B'Av. It's a feast that never comes.
Okay, but the thing is, will he be on the watch with himself or someone else? When the Middle East Armageddon, the Megiddon blood runs.
That's why he wants to be out of the way. That's why he's desperately wanting to be out of the way when he gets ugly.
Yes, but you said he will be there when he gets ugly, and he'll be sharing it with Gates, and he'll shine.
He'll shine, that's exactly right, but he can step out. I did my part. I did my 18 months. I'm good. I'm going to step back. Y'all run it. I'll help you if I need to, and it'll be good. And if it gets too bad, he can just step out with you, Bob.
Right, but he will, in doing that, shine.
He will.
Okay,
we fuck with him. We fuck with him, Bob. He's going to shine even if he fucks up. Because guess what? He really did take the money.
Right, right. But
he really did. He embezzled the shit out of it. So good.
Well, why are you? Why does he must stand? Is he like Trump? It's in the Bible.
We like him, Bob.
You like him? Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, we're talking about the hero Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, yes.
Yes. Did I say it that way? I think so. Yeah, Cassio.
No, you say some Ocasio, Cosio, Movo,
yeah, okay,
Mofo,
okay.
Go,
so
Go.
Her,
yeah,
her Green Deal. She's right.
New Green Deal.
Okay, don't say much. Let me just say this. So she's right that humans are going to get, little man's going to get wiped out. But
yes,
she thinks that's the end. She doesn't see that it leads to a glorious situation for the ascending or ascended. It actually is a wonderful passage to a new improved situation. Would you agree with that statement?
We don't know. Maybe.
Well, she doesn't see the good that's going to come out of the disaster she's projecting.
Right. That's correct.
Okay, we'll keep it at that. All right.